McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I tell you what, I'm going to read out this next topic just before we go into the break, right? And I'll ask both you, I'll ask both of you about it just to start us off. And I'm going to read this out. Transition year has piqued the interest of international media, being heralded as a bridge between junior and senior secondary cycle. Because Ireland is the first to do it. We piloted it, by the way, 50 years ago. Even actually when I was in school, we had what they call career guidance year, which was a similar thing in 1974. Anyway, some opt not to do it due to the cost, but should it be centrally funded by the state for students who partake and to ensure that all schools are able to provide a successful one-year transition year part of the curriculum? Do you think, or some people believe it's a DOS year and it's not necessary, but I want to know people's experiences when it comes to kids and transition year. Now, are you familiar with transition year, Margaret?
Yes.
Do you think it serves a purpose, or do you think kids see it as a DOS?
Well, now, my daughter never done transition year. She didn't want to. She had the option, you see. You know, some schools don't give you the option. But in her school, in St. Mary's in Ballydoyle, you were able to opt, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So she went from junior cert straight into fifth year.
Yeah, so some schools have a limited ability to do it. In other words, they might only have, say, 100 places or something like that or whatever. Martin, did your daughters do transition year?
Yeah. Yes, they did, Niall. And I think it stood to them.
Yeah.
Because what it did was it opened up to them the realities of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up in the morning, going to a job. Now, I have to say, neither of them are, well, one is a stay-at-home mum, but the other got her law degree, and she is now, at the moment, she's a stay-at-home mum as well, but both of them intend to go back into their chosen professions. But I think it's a good thing.
Do you think it should be state-funded? Should it be state-funded?
I do. Yes, I do, because there are so many things the state puts funds into that are just bottomless pits of nonsense. I think anything that helps build our children to being rational, productive citizens is a good thing. And I would have no objection to my taxes going towards that. I don't want to see students being just, you know, pushed into McDonald's or anything like that. No, that's I don't think that's a good thing. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, you know, helping students to go into something that might be their preferred profession or something they have an interest in, whatever that be, whether it be engineering, whether it be law, medical, whatever, help them. Open it up. Let them see before they actually get to the end of their education. Let them see, is this really where you want to go? Before the state turn around and start spending even more money on pushing them into something that they, when they're, you know, halfway through, they decide, actually, this is not what I want. I mean, we have such a need for young people to go into trades, really, you know, there's a deficit of young people going into trades now because it's kind of, oh, don't become a mechanic, don't become an electrician or a bricklayer or whatever else, you know, go to college, don't do this, that or the other. And I've nothing against college, don't get me wrong, it's wonderful. But well, where we are at the moment in this country with a lack of housing and everything else, and they're talking about bringing people back from Canada and Australia and America and everything else to build houses. Where are we going to house them? To get them to build the houses. It's self-perpetuating. The problem needs to be addressed at the point where you're bringing up children in the country.
Okay, well, stall that there because I have to go into a break. And Roisin, I'm going to come to you straight after the break as well. Thank you for that, Martin and Margaret. I appreciate you getting involved in the last topic as well. And you are funny, Margaret, I have to say. And congratulations on your win, by the way. I'm genuinely delighted for you. And I hope it makes your Christmas a little bit nice. Hi, Roisin. How are you?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. Roisin, I was going to say conspiracy, guys, because I'm looking up the script for the next topic. The transition year, is it, yeah. I mean, valuable to kids? Do kids do well out of it, generally speaking, or is every school different? Some schools do it well, some schools do it badly. I mean, and should it be state-funded?
I think it should be state-funded, and I think it should nearly become compulsory for everyone, like every child to do it, for their mental health more than anything else. Because I can see, like, I done transition year and I loved every moment of it. And I mean every moment because of the opportunities and everything we were given to experience real life situations. And I see my child, she went through her junior cert, she is autistic. And she had an awful time. I mean, we were 3-4 weeks trying to get OTs and everything for her to try and relax her and calm her down and different therapies. And she was so worked up because of the emphasis put on the junior cert. Where when she joined transition year, she's done nothing but smile, laugh, develop. Her communication skills have exceeded more than I ever thought they would. The confidence that's in that child, she's a completely different child to the child that walked into junior cert.
I don't disagree with my own son, my oldest son. I remember he was the kind of guy who worked on his own on his computer constantly all the time, right the way up to his junior cert, right? He wasn't great socially. But, you know, but yeah. Very intelligent, very clever. And he did transition year and he became part of a team. They had to open up a bank and he was the bank manager and he had to do up the accounts and somebody else was doing up the books and somebody else was doing it. And he went off for, 2 days up to some place up in Donegal somewhere. And then he went on work experience to a computer company. And, oh, my God, it completely changed him. He came out of his shell.
Yeah, I find it better than any therapy, education-wise, that any child could get.
But it depends on the school. Because I know schools that do it badly, and it's just a dossier. They do nothing.
Yeah. See, I did get an awful lot of that. When I told my friend she was doing transition year, because this is my first child out with three children. And I was telling my friends, oh, she's doing transition year, and they were like, you're not afraid it's a dossier, and they'd be doing nothing. They'll spend more time at home doing nothing. That hasn't happened. Genuinely hasn't happened. If you were to sit down and watch my child for the couple of weeks before the junior cert to right now, you would not be able to identify the child as the same child.
The only danger I find for some children is, because they're not focusing so much on the academic side of school, that they forget what they've learned. And, you know, coming up to leaving CERT, obviously the 2 years is obviously a good refresher. But still, they forget a lot of what they've learned previously. Because you know as well as I do, after a couple of years of being in school, you forget everything you've learned. Well, you forget most of all that kind of maths and history and all that stuff that's kind of unnecessary.
You know? Oh, 100%. Like, and I see even with Saoirse, she is getting some amount of life skills. Yeah. Genuinely, she
To be honest with you, life skills are more important. They really are more important.
Oh, 100%. Like, look, school is meant for some people and it's not meant for others. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
You're right. Some kids are, you know, artistically brilliant, and some kids are manually brilliant, and some kids are academics. That's just the way it is. Not everybody's an academic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not everybody needs to be an academic, by the way. You know what I mean?
No, and I see it every week with this one. She's coming home every week and she's going, "Mam, waiting to tell you and she's stories to tell me all even. No, I mean literally from the time she comes in from school to the time she goes to bed, and she's hyper with happiness. She is
brilliant.
Smiles, laughter, and like I have to say, I had to take time off work when she was in her junior cert because I wasn't managing work anymore.
The only thing I hope when the transition year ends that she doesn't regress back to the way she was again. I hope not, but I think it probably won't because I think this has learned her some new life skills.
That's it. And like she has had a taste of work experience and she has made her judgments on that and that's fine. And she's gotten to meet some other lovely people from the area and stuff like that. And she's realised, right, that type of career and that based career is not for me. it's not for me, ma'am, and I want to do this. And the teachers are even linking in with people that she might be able to network with going forward. And like, she came home there last week. She was up in Dublin. She came home, got off the bus at 9 o'clock that night after getting on the bus at 8:30 that morning. And she was the happiest child.
Good.
And she's after getting a lovely group of friends. She was best pals with this one particular girl, but this girl has gone into fifth year, didn't do transition year. And she's now with a lovely, lovely group of friends. And even last night, she texts on her way home from school and she says, "Ma'am, can I go to cinema tonight? Well, this person. I was like, absolutely, walk away."
Yeah, it's great when you suddenly see them doing things that you wanted them to do all along, and you're kind of like, yeah, go for it. Yeah. Okay, well, stay there for a second, Roisin. David, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noah. How's it going? Yeah, great story there. That was fantastic.
Yeah, transition year. Is it all it's cracked up to be? I mean, for Roisin, certainly. It certainly worked for her daughter, but for some kids, it doesn't work. You know what I mean?
But what you summed up my experience of it. When I first heard about it, when I first arrived in Ireland and I heard about transition year, I just thought, what a brilliant concept. Absolutely top class. But what I've discovered in reality, I coach at a rowing club, or I used to coach at a rowing club before COVID. And what I discovered there was that it very much depended on the school and how seriously the teachers took it. And if you were in with some good teachers, then you got some good placements, you got some good work experience, you had a great time. But otherwise, it's a dossier, and consequently, you never sort of re-engage with school in the fifth class, the fifth year or whatever it's called. You go to the fifth form, and I've heard that, you know, kids that were doing well through their junior cert, they go on the transition year, they go to sleep and they never wake up again. But brilliant idea in concept. I think what needs to happen is that there needs to be some introduction of a tax benefit or financial benefit for companies to engage with schools.
Yeah, big time.
If the government in revenue did some sort of benefit for the schools and the local companies. Actually engaging, and then they come up with a proper coordinated plan and whatever, and that may stretch across Ireland. So it, you know, just because a company is based in Cork, it doesn't mean that a kid from Donegal can't come and stay down here and do some work with them or whatever. But that's what
I
because
I that's the work experience. But sorry for cutting off you. But the work experience program, there was 2 weeks in November. And I mean, the hell that I had trying to get the work experience for Saoirse. And in the end, I had to end up going begging because we had two different companies commit and then went, oh, actually, we're too busy. We can't take them on the Friday, even before she was due to start on the Monday. And I had to go and get different work experience for her. I find that part sorrowful because they're not engaging with the youth and the people who are going to be the following generation of the local the local economy.
Yeah.
Well, I think and if you take the children at school, I believe this is a true statement. If the majority of the jobs that the children do in there from 11 to 18, those sort of that 7 year period, those jobs haven't been discovered yet.
Yeah,
no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't expressed that very well.
No, I know. I absolutely do understand what you're saying. Yeah. But again, I say to you, David, and you know, a lot of people have been really lucky when it comes to transition year. But the problem is there is some schools who do transition year really badly. And for those schools.
Exactly the point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For those schools, that becomes a DOS, which can be detrimental to the child's education. More so than anything else.
Oh, look, I've heard it within the town I live. I live in a small enough town now, to be fair. And I've heard it where there is one particular school where there is a parent who I was speaking to before Saoirse started transition year. And they have said to me, look, my daughter did it last year and it was a waste of time. She said I was spent more times on the road coming in and collecting the child early because all she was doing was sitting around. And that's unfortunate. And when I did transition year, it was basically, look, you're coming in. This is the program. This is what we have scheduled for the academia year, but it's up to you to get what you want out of it. So the more you put into it, the more you get out.
The more you get out of it. That's always going to be the case. I just want to go to Terry quickly before I go to the break. Terry, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Niall?
Terry, do you think transition year is a good thing and should it be funded by the state?
I think it's a good thing.
Mm.
In all honesty, I suppose it's probably the geography of where people are in the country as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you get kids that you can only get them to the inter-cert or junior cert.
Yeah.
And they hate school so much. So whereas if a transition year comes through for them, and they can build friendships more than kind of, you know, been dogmatic in a classroom.
Yeah, improve their social circles, of course, yeah.
And on top of that then, that they will go on then to do the Leaving Cert, and they're quite willing then to go on to college because it's not such a chore, because kind of like I think transition year can be a bit like college for them then.
Just, I know what you mean. You know what I mean? Yeah, because there's more kind of relaxed attitude to coming and going, yeah.
Yeah, whereas it's not as, like...
It's not as regimental as school, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you see, I think it kind of gives them a better pathway for college. Mm-hmm. Whereas some kids that might never do the transition year just close their whole being off to even going any further, you know, to college. They don't even want to think about it because they've had such a bad impression of school. They think college is going to be like school. So whereas the transition year is a little bit more relaxed for them, and it's a little bit, maybe I'm wrong, I don't really know, but I think the geography of it around the country, you would find it's more beneficial, and then it's not for some other, you know what I mean? Where school
no,
is
I do.
Heavily funded.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
not.
But that's why I'm saying maybe it should be centrally funded so all schools get a fair allocation of money to spend on the kids, you know, to let them enjoy the transition year better, because those schools that have less money and less local funding, you know, can't do as good. And I know in transition year they tend to go away to Spain or something like that sometimes as well. They might go off to London or... And I think it's just wonderful. Listen, unfortunately, I've run short of time, Terry. I do apologise. And Roisin and David, I'd love to keep this conversation going a bit more.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.